70 Christians have been found beheaded. Yes, beheaded in a church in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Why is no one reporting this? Why does no one seem to care?
The violence was perpetrated by an organization that was affiliated with ISIS. And the thing is that there are some people who have argued that they are essentially working on behalf of Rwanda, because Rwanda is a neighboring country that covets and is actually taking control of an awful lot of the mineral resources in Kivu. And so what this violence has done is demonstrated that the Congo cannot protect its citizens from violence in Kivu or in North Kivu. And so what people are worried about is that this is essentially an attempt to kind of destabilize the Democratic Republic of Congo and legitimize Rwandan claims to the minerals in the region. The reason why this doesn't get as much traction as, say, the conflict, the Palestinian suffering in Gaza, is because there's just not that many reporters on the ground. And the Congo is a huge, dangerous place to be a reporter. And frankly, also, there's just a fair amount of ideological indifference to anti-Christian violence on the part of reporters in the West.
If you were to replace 70 Congolese Christian with any other minority group, 70 Palestinians were beheaded, 70 people at a pride parade were beheaded, this would be the biggest news story of the decade. And yet this just happened and no one's reporting on it. And literally crickets. Let's all be praying for these incredible African Christians that are standing up to just unimaginable barbarity. Let's be praying for the church in the DRC.